Thank you very much. I will call to order now the April 11, 2023 Thurston County Land Use Hearing Calendar. Thanks for joining me here on Zoom for this meeting. My name is Sharon Rice. I'm an attorney who works as a hearing examiner on contract for 10 cities and counties, basically up and down the I-5 corridor in Western Washington. I've been appointed by Thurston County to provide hearing examiner services, and that appointment gives me jurisdiction to conduct the fact-finding hearing and make a recommendation on today's matter to the Board of County Commissioners. And of course, we are gathered to consider Project 2023-100462, which is a request to vacate public right, or to vacate right-of-way. The request has been submitted by John Hinkle of Hinkle Properties. And I'm going to give you some information now about the virtual hearing and about land use hearings generally, and I'm going to try not to talk too long because I know there isn't that much to discuss today, and it should be a shame if my remarks are longer than testimony. But just so that everyone knows what we're doing, the Zoom is recording this meeting. This recording is a required part of this record, so I need to have your help making sure all testimony can be audible. It's my usual practice to ask folks to mute themselves when they're not testifying, but I will tell you, you can do that. That'd be great. I'll tell you right now, I haven't heard any noise, so I'm not too concerned about it. Thank you for muting. When you testify, it'll help if your phones are quiet so we can hear everything you have to say. I will be asking folks to testify one at a time. And before you do, for the recording, the audio recording, I'm going to ask you to state and spell your name and then take an oath to tell the truth before you provide any substantive testimony. And that will apply to everyone who provides testimony here today. A couple of other things to make sure you understand. Again, I work on contract for this county and other governments. I'm not a Thurston County employee, and I haven't had conversations with anybody about the merits of this proposal. And because that's true, I believe I'm capable of issuing an impartial decision in this matter. If anyone thinks that otherwise, they should raise it during their testimony today. There will be testimony first from county staff, then from applicant representatives, and then I will call for public comments. Right now, I don't see any members of the public in the meeting, but if anybody come, they would have a chance to testify. If they raise questions or concerns, staff and the applicant would have a chance to respond during today's hearing. Because it's a virtual hearing, I will be following my standard procedure, even though I know we're not expecting a lot of public comment on this matter. I'm going to treat this application like I treat all applications, which means I'm going to hold the record open briefly after the close of today's hearing to allow for post-hearing written public comment from members of the public who tried to join this meeting to testify but had technology problems and were unable to do so. That's two business days. I will hold the record open 2 days. If we get any post-hearing comment, staff and the applicants will be provided that comment and will be invited to respond in writing for the record as well. So just so you know, that's a process that applies to all applications, and it will apply to this one. Anyone who has difficulty joining the meeting today or participating in the meeting today should send post-hearing written public comments to the hearing clerk, Ms. Sonia Katie, and her email address was on the notice of hearing. At the close of today's hearing, I'm going to take the exhibits of evidence under advisement. In 2 days, I will check in with Ms. Katie about whether there was public comments. And when I have the complete record, I will be drafting findings of fact, conclusions of law, and a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners. When it is done, I will forward it to Ms. Katie electronically, and it will be then forwarded to all parties of record. If she has your email address, she'll send it electronically, and I believe it also goes out by mail. Is that correct, Ms. Katie? Yes. So it'll also go out by mail, and of course, it will be posted online. All of the exhibits I was provided before today are in this tidy, pretty little packet, which is my last paper packet that I will be receiving from the county because we're going all electronic after this. But in this packet, there was a staff report from the Public Works Department. Attached to the staff report are the following: Attachment A, notice of public hearing; B, a copy of the application; C is a vicinity map; D is the legal description map; E is the plat map of the underlying subdivision; and F is the proposed boundary line adjustment map. I did review those documents. They are admitted in the record. Miss Katie, if anything else comes up that I need to be made aware of, please do let me know. And I think that's actually a record for quick opening remarks. It's only 5 minutes. So at this point, I'm going to invite staff, please, if you would, unmute yourself. And when you are unmuted, please state and spell your name for the record, and then give us your title, your county job title, and allow me to swear you in.
Okay. I am Craig Sisson, CRAIGSISSON. I am the Real Estate Services Manager for Thurston County.
Thank you very much. I'm going to ask you to take an oath. Do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you so much and go ahead.
Thank you. I apologize in advance for the length of what I'm about to read into record, but we are required to read into record the following. The applicant has requested vacation of unopened county rights of way, block 4, rights addition to Rochester Division 1, as recorded in volume 8 of plats at page 48, auditor's file number 49605, records of Thurston County, lying adjacent to tax parcel numbers 854104023008541040100100 854-104-00100 and 854-104-00800. The applicant has proposed a boundary line adjustment, BLA number 22-104151, to reconfigure these parcels, which will include the use of the proposed right-of-way vacation area to create buildable sites. The right-of-way was dedicated to Thurston County, as I stated, on November 26, 1910, with the recording of rights addition to Rochester Division Number 1, recorded at Volume 8 of plats at page 48, auditor's file number 49605. The notice of the public hearing was published in the Olympian on March 28, 2023, and on April 4, 2023, and the notice was posted in the vicinity of the requested vacation on March 14, 2023, being at least 20 days prior to the hearing per RCW 3687050, and there are no adjacent owners that needed to be notified. So the criteria of the vacation is, number one, is the road now or had the road previously been in use? This right-of-way has never been open or used for public travel. Number two, what is the condition of the right-of-way? The right-of-way is currently undeveloped and covered by native grasses and brush. Number three, is it advisable to preserve the county road as a county road? It is not advisable to maintain this right-of-way for public travel. Will the public be benefited? This is number four, sorry. The public will be benefited by the development of buildable lots, which will lead to an increased tax base in addition to the county receiving fair market value compensation for this right-of-way. And number five, are there any other facts or matters of importance to the board? This area has been identified as being located in the 1,000-foot mineral lands notification area and in the, quote, less preferred designation for Mazama pocket over soils in the habitat conservation panel. The department recommendation, Thurston County Public Works recommends that the vacation request of John Hinkle, Hinkle Properties, Inc., be approved subject to the payment of compensation as outlined in Thurston County Code 1336030.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Sisson. I just have a couple of questions to make sure I understand the facts as presented.
Okay.
So in order to better understand the request, it is my habit to go on Google Maps and try to find the property. In looking for this property, because it doesn't have an address, there's a south of 9507 181st Way Southwest designation that I used that address for. So I just want to confirm, it's the undeveloped, almost pretty much triangular piece of property south of the Methodist United Church and east of Uncle Howard's Barns. Is that right?
Yeah, it's south of 182nd Avenue, north of Railroad Avenue, that triangular piece in there. And there's the open right of way that is next to the what was vacated Duncan Avenue Southwest. So okay. You're in the right area. I don't have the Google map in front of me, so I can't.
Right. So 182nd, it doesn't show in this area. That's one of the reasons I wanted to confirm. So when we get to the applicant's testimony, I'll ask them about the surrounding properties to confirm. My next question for you was, has Duncan Avenue been vacated? The whole of Duncan Avenue been vacated? Or is that going to be right of way?
It looks like according to the map that was vacated, county resolution number 8063, auditor file number 85042900002.
Well, and the reason I ask is it's not clear from
attachment
from the map. I'm at attachment C is the one I'm looking at. Should I look at F? it's not clear from the map if all of the width of Duncan was vacated or if only half of width of Duncan was vacated.
It looks like half of it looks like what would be the east half was vacated under that resolution.
Okay. On the BLA map, which is attachment F, our proposed parcels G and H, are they within Duncan F?
The attachment F to. G and H. So Mr. Hinkle may be able to better respond to that. According to the BLA, it looks like G and H are in that area. The all of it may have been vacated. They may have been vacated under two separate, or that may have been a one of those small roads that was 50 feet in width and not the full 100. I don't have all of that information in front of me. I can certainly find out if Mr. Hinkle doesn't know.
Great. So the piece of right of way that is highlighted in yellow and is called out on attachments C and F that appears to be proposed for vacation now. It appears to be originally a platted alley that continues across Duncan. If I have the right property on Google Maps, there is no development. There's no alley on the other side of Duncan to connect to.
Correct.
Okay. And it looks from the BLA map that this would be parcels are proposed identified as A through H. So that's 6, 7, 8 parcels that would be created in the BLA.
Yeah, the proposed BLA on attachment F. Mm-hmm. So the vacation covers portions of lot D, E, and F, and it looks like it goes into G for the proposed BLA, and that's attachment F.
Okay.
So it's that highlighted portion is the alleyway that's being requested at this point in time.
All right.
So it won't be, it doesn't look like it impacts A, B, or C.
Right. It doesn't look on Google Maps again, who knows when the photo on Google Maps was taken. So I don't know if it's at all close to current conditions. It doesn't look like 182nd Avenue is improved. Do you know, Mr. Sisson, whether it is or not?
I don't believe it is improved in this location.
Okay. And it doesn't look like Klamath continues all the way to Railroad either. Do you happen to know?
That I don't know. I haven't been on Klamath.
Of course, Mr. Hinkle, I'm going to ask you all the same questions and have a chance for you to tell me what you know about the facts on the ground when we get to your testimony.
And Mr. Hinkle is much more familiar with this area, I'm sure, than I am. He does a lot of development down in that area.
I would assume so. Also, as the property owner, he knows what he's getting himself into, but that is just an assumption. You know what they say. Do you know, Mr. Sisson, what the underlying zoning is?
Not off the top of my head. It is residential, but I don't know the specific zoning.
All right. So one thing I need to know, and this is something that Mr. Hinkle will have to answer, is so these lots would be connecting to public rights of way, I'm assuming at Railroad, because neither Duncan, 182nd, or Klamath appear to be developed. And so I'm assuming there will be access easements and whatnot. There's going to be a number of driveways, I assume. Again, all this is assumptions. Does your department have any, obviously the BLA will go through appropriate approval processes and will only be approved if it meets all standards. But I think there'll be a number of driveways, at least maybe more than one. I don't know. We'll find out. Does your department have any concerns about numbers of connections to Railroad Avenue?
At this point in time, none have been raised. That would be through our permitting center, and they would have the appropriate number of driveways and would work with Mr. Hinkle on the access to all of the lots. I have not heard of, nor do I anticipate any objections to the number of access points.
Great. Thank you. The only thing else I would ask you, Mr. Sisson, I just want to confirm that this right-of-way that's being requested to be vacated is a Class B right-of-way under 1336-020?
Yeah, it's...
Just wanted to confirm that. Anything else from you, sir?
Not at all. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. If the applicant wants to unmute, introduce yourself for the record, sir.
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, J-O-H-N-H-I-N-K-L-E.
Thank you so much. And I will ask you to take an oath, please. Do you swear or affirm your testimony will be true? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Hinkle, can we start with some answers to some of those questions to make sure I understand the surrounding environments?
Okay.
Did I have it correct? This is the parcel that is between the Methodist Church and Railroad, and then also adjacent to Uncle Howard's Barnes property?
I'm not really sure where the Methodist Church is. Railroad Avenue is to the south.
Yes.
It's unopened. 182nd Avenue is to the north. It's also unopened. Klamath is opened to a point to the north of the intersection of Klamath and 182nd. And I forget the road to the north. I have talked to Public Works about the road. The road is being developed as we speak, or engineered, I should say. We are not going to build anything on Railroad Avenue. It'll all be on 182nd. The road is going to come from Klamath. There will be a hammerhead T somewhere in the area of E or F. And then there'll be a fire access only point going up to the road to the northeast of it. And I'm going to try and I'll have Chelsea look to see if she can figure out the name of this road to the northeast. As far as road access and everything else, again, I've talked to Arthur Saint about it and roads, and we've got an understanding. Chris Merritt is my engineer. He's designing the roads as we speak. We've already done the perk tests for the roads for the infiltration and such. But again, there will be no development on Railroad Avenue. The entirety of Duncan Avenue has been vacated. So this alley is a dead end alley. Even if we chose to use it, there's no, if you drove down it, you would have to back the distance of it because it's not wide enough to make any turns and there's no termination point of it.
Okay.
And it's 181st way southwest is where we'll be running that single lane fire road to. It'll be a through road. So we've talked to fire about it also already.
That's the fire only connection?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, they're going to, my understanding, I don't know if they're going to go bollards or gated at the end of, I'll call it the usable developed road on 187th from Klamath. They didn't want to do a cul-de-sac because it took up too much space and lots and such. It is going to be serviced by public water, Rochester Water. I've already talked to Rochester Water about it. We have already dug perk holes on site, so all the septic soils all look good. As have a gopher study. The gopher study is clear.
Okay. Thanks for that. So just so I understand, the connection to 181st Way, that's going to be fire, like secondary emergency access?
That is correct.
Yep. Okay, great. And then, so how many lots is this? It is 8 lots?
It is currently 8 lots, and we are simply reconfiguring the 8 lots to make them more usable, more developable, more desirable. That way we don't have to punch twice as many roads as it was platted in 1910. It means for a lot of road development for a very small number of lots.
Small number of small lots.
A small number of small lots. And that's the other thing by doing our BLA, we're actually increasing a lot of the lot sizes to make them a little more usable.
Do you happen to know the underlying zoning?
I do not. It's residential. I don't know if it's one-to-one, but again, these are previously created all legal lots. So I won't say the zoning doesn't matter. I know it's zoned residential. I believe it's one-to-one, but I wouldn't swear to it.
Yeah, okay. I'm just looking at the size of the surrounding development, and there I can see there are single-family residences. They look like they're on large lots. So it looks like this will be, if the Google Maps photograph is anywhere near representative of current conditions, then who knows, it looks like these will be the smallest residential lots in this immediate vicinity, and the only sort of clustered lots until you go north of 180th.
Very, very well could be. Again, they were originally created. The BLA, I believe, with the exception of the road vacation, and I'd have to go back and double check, but I believe the last outstanding requirement for this BLA to be finaled is the vacation of this road. So it's already been through the process.
Okay. Do you own any of the other surrounding properties or nearby properties in Wright's Addition?
I own other properties in Wright's Addition, no more adjacent to these. I own all of A through H, but I don't own any of the other that are touching this, but I do have multiple other lots in Wright's Addition. I think I've got 7 more lots besides this in Wright's Addition.
Okay. And the reason I'm asking is I'm just curious, is there other similarly dense, similarly sized residential development
that yes.
or is planned?
Yes. Yes.
It exists, or you plan to do additional development?
Both.
Okay.
Both. I when I purchased these lots, I also purchased a bunch of other lots up off of Pendleton Street. And that was the same basic configuration. We've actually got one BLA that's in application now, one short plat that's in application now, but we previously developed before the whole gopher issue. I don't know, there must have been 20 lots that we did in there, partially through BLA, partially through short plat, and partially existing size, but it was not uncommon to have maybe one 25-foot lot by 100 lot, and then big ones on either side of it. So it only makes sense to balance everything to make the neighborhood a little nicer and more desirable.
All right.
A better use of land.
All right. Let me see. I think that's all the questions I had. I just wanted to get, you know what I don't have and what I would like? So if it's not available today, I might ask you to supplement the record with it. It's typical in decisions for right-of-way vacation to announce the total square footage that is being proposed for vacation, and I don't see that in the materials. Do you happen to have that, or could you get it to me?
I can get it. I'm sure the surveyor has it, but without glasses, without going through it, I can't get it to you now, but I'll supplement the record with that.
That would be great if you could. If you could just get that. I'm just looking for the square footage. And if not the square footage, just the dimensions would also suffice so that they can be
kept. Actually, I believe we will supplement the appraisal that was done on this, and that will have the square footage on it.
That would be great.
You'll need the appraisal as well. I don't know if it presents an issue or not. Nadine Towser did that appraisal, and Nadine passed away last Monday. Okay. So I she's been an appraiser forever, so I don't think it'll present any issues, but she did do an appraisal on that.
All right. Well, and I'm sorry to hear about that. I will hold the record open for the appraisal. So that will give me both the value and also the area.
That is correct. Yeah. Okay. And if for some reason it doesn't show the area, which I'm sure it will, I'll get that and supplement it from the surveyor.
I appreciate that. Anything else you want me to know?
I don't think so. I mean, as far as the alley goes, there's literally no use for the alley, being that Railroad Avenue is not being developed and that Duncan Avenue was vacated. It's literally there's no need for it. And I am the only person that owns the land that touches it. So I guess that's about it.
All right. I thank you for your testimony. I don't have any other questions. Let me check in with the hearing. Or did you have anybody else that you'd like to have present any?
I don't think so. Other than when we add this stuff for testimony, do we attach it to the email for this? How do we get this stuff to you?
Sure. Please do send whatever you'd like to submit, the appraisal and or additional information about the total square footage, via email to Ms. Katie. She will put it in the record and she will send it to me. So let's give Are you looking for her email address? Let's go ahead and do that. Ms. Katie, would you state it for the record?
Yeah, it's my name's Sonia Katie. So it's sonja.cady@co.thurston.wa.us.
So if you could just attach it to the email and send it to her, she will forward it to me. She will put it in the record. She'll get it to Mr. Sisson and it will be posted online with the rest of the exhibits. That's the same address we'll handle post-hearing comment through. So if any post-hearing comment comes, Ms. Katie will email it to you. Do you have their email address, Ms. Katie?
I do.
Okay, great. Anything else at all, Mr. Henkel?
No, nothing else from me unless you have any other questions of me.
Great, thank you for your testimony. Ms. Katie, do we have any public comment?
Well, we don't have any members of the public present.
Thank you very much. Mr. Sisson, anything else before we close the record?
I just wanted to, for the record, the zoning is RL 1:1.
Thank you.
I did find that for you.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Other than that, I have no other comments.
Thank you very much. All right. Last call for any contribution, Mr. Hinkle. Mr. Hinkle, anything else you want to say at all? No. All right.
Nope, nothing else. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Much.
Of course. Happy to be here today. It's been a while since we had it here. Let me just say that I believe I have all the testimony I need and that with those documents, the appraisal, and if the appraisal doesn't include the total square footage, a statement of the total square footage. With that, I believe I have all the information I need to write the findings that I'd like to submit to support a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners. So again, I will go over that post-hearing schedule now. I know we're not expecting a bunch of public comment, but it is my practice. And so I'm gonna do the same thing here as I always do. The record is held open 2 days because today is the 11th. That means the record is open through close of business on April 13th for written public comment. If there is no post-hearing public comment, the record will close on the 13th. And that means the decision is due by the 27th. If there is post-hearing comment, it will be forwarded to you, Mr. Hinkle, by Ms. Katie as soon as she receives it. And you have 2 business days to respond in writing. That is for April 17. And if we get post-hearing comment, the record will close on April 17. That makes the decision due May 1st. All of that said, I can tell you I'm leaving for vacation on 4/27 and you will have this decision before I leave. And I've said that on the record. So there you go. That's it. Thanks very much, everybody, for being here today. I knew it was going to be quick, so I'm glad I only took 1/6 of the time with my opening remarks. Appreciate it. Everybody take good care.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Ms. Katie.
Thank you. See you guys.